We are back on another edition of The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody that we always trust to deliver us the local news. It is the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, good morning to you, sir. How are we doing?
Good talking to you, Rocco.
Always good to talk with you as well. Dave, let's start with a story from your colleague Owen McMillan, and I think anybody that's maybe been outside in the past couple of days is well aware of this, as for the second time this summer now, smoke from those wildfires up from our neighbors in Canada have started to leak down here into the northern part of the country, into Lorain County, and it's really creating some unhealthy air quality for some of our residents here. What's the latest regarding this, Dave?
Yeah, once again, wildfires in Canada not helping air quality down here south of the border. Northeast Ohio Area-Wide Coordinating Agency, or NOAACA as it's known, has an air quality advisory out for Sunday and for Monday, as well as I believe extending into Tuesday. Just encouraging people not to go outside if they didn't have to, not to spend too long outside, especially if they have breathing problems, you know, long-time smokers. Young children, the elderly, people with concerns about their breathing ability, don't spend too much time outside. Hazy, hot, you know, just kind of gross out, didn't help the air quality, you know, when it gets kind of that, when it gets warm and dry, it's maybe not all that great for some people. Some people hate the warm and humid. I'm not a humidity person myself. I don't appreciate the humidity. But yeah, just bad sort of bad air quality out there all around. US EPA said the air quality index in Lorain County was rated as unhealthy for everyone. So that was no good. Avon Lake closed outdoor activities, closed their pool, canceled pool hours. Summer camp activities removed indoors. Again, you know, smoke from wildfires up in Canada coming down, hitting the Great Lakes region. The upper Midwest and also the Tennessee Valley. So just out there, you know, the particulates, there's just a little, you know, a little fine, you know, smoke and ash and everything, was up in the air, and, people should just really take a lot of care. You know, if you have some leftover masks, you know, that are, you know, sort of respirator style or N95s, if you need to spend a lot of time outside mowing the lawn, or because you have a job outside, maybe you want to throw one of those on. Maybe consult with your doctor just to see how serious things are with a health professional, something like that. But just don't do strenuous activities outside. I know my chest and throat kind of got scratchy the last time that we had this going on up in Canada. So yeah, unfortunately, that's what we're going to be dealing with until those wildfires are taken care of up there.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem to be quite as bad this time around. I know you mentioned kind of a scratchy throat last time. I mean, you could smell it outside the last time around, especially on that first day. It was pretty bad. So certainly, remain cautious throughout the rest of the week. I know Air Now, as Owen mentions in the article, it's an online portal run by the US EPA. I know you mentioned this, Dave, today and as well as tomorrow, Thursday. They're, you know, saying be cautious out there, kind of that moderate air quality. So be careful is kind of the moral of the story here. Elsewhere, Dave, this was in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. This comes from Carissa Wojtek, as the Lorain County Metro Parks are seeking a replacement levy on the November ballot. This, again, something that could impact pretty much everybody around Lorain County, again, with the Metro Parks. What's the latest here, Dave?
Yeah, November ballot getting really crowded with Metro Parks going back to voters. Basically, what they're looking for is a replacement on top of their, on their current levy. Currently a 10-year, 1.6 mil levy. Now, to go back to the voters would increase the amount of money it receives by about $3 million every year. The current levy, first passed in 2014, was designed to bring in, as levies are, they were designed to bring in a specific amount of money. So they don't go up, they don't fall down. They're meant to raise that specific amount of money, but property values do increase. And property valuations increase, and people get things from their, from the county auditor. So, basically, the replacement would bring in approximately $14 million every year, costing the owner of a $100,000 home about six extra dollars per year. The current one costs the owner of a $100,000 home about $50 a year. The replacement would cost that same homeowner $56 a year. So, you're looking at $56 on a $100,000 home, $112 on a $200,000 home, and so on and so forth. So if the issue fails in November, the district is going to be able to put it back on the ballot in the spring. And Jim Zimnick, who's the director of Metro Parks, said that basically Metro Parks wouldn't be able to do a heck of a lot of new stuff, whether, buying land, for increasing park sizes, building a trail for people to walk on, recreation, that kind of thing, if they just renewed what they currently asked for. So that replacement levy, same millage, same time span, it's just going to raise a little bit more money if the voters say that they want to approve it, if the voters vote yes. In the last about 8 years or so, Parks District added 2,000 acres of land to the Metro Parks.
Wow.
And they have a strategic plan, coming out. It'll kind of explain to people, hey, this is what we're planning to do. This is what we've done in the past, and this is our bright future, hopefully bright future. So, yeah, that'll be on the ballot along with a number of other issues that we'll be writing about this week and I'm sure up through the deadline to get things on the ballot for the November election, which is just after the special election that is coming up in the beginning of that second week of August.
It's coming up, and certainly this replacement levy would go a long way towards that new campaign from the Lorain County Metro Parks, as Director Zimnick revealed on Tuesday. Of course, now I forget the name of said campaign off the top of my head. I'll look a fool of myself, but that's okay. I know this would certainly go a long way. As again, we are joined by Dave O'Brien on this morning's Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Carissa, Owen, and all the colleagues over there at the CT working on this week, as far as upcoming stories may go?
Yeah, well, we've got some more. Again, speaking of levies, Lorain County talking about commissioners talking about potential sheriff's officer jail levy. Sheriff has said he doesn't really feel all that great about doing that. But Commissioner David Moore and he are sort of at odds over these issues, as was stated at the commissioners' meeting last week. Again, Metro Parks strategic plan. Carissa will have more on that. Owen doing some North Ridgeville stories and some Sheffield Lake stories. Some stuff going on at Sheffield Lake Council and in the city. The mayor under a little bit of fire there. So yeah, a lot of things going on, and we'll let you know more at ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
There you go. Pick up a copy, physical copy, that is, of the Chronicle Telegram today, or find that digital e-edition online, of course, at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here. One of the more entertaining times of the week here on WEOL. What do you got for this week's Scanner story?
Your favorite time, Rocco, and we're going back to Lakewood, courtesy of Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter, at @NEO_scan, dating from July 9th. We have a call in Lakewood in the 12,000 block of Clifton where the president of the condo and apartment board called and said that there are four small juveniles out mowing the lawn, and she, and I quote, wants them arrested for trespassing. One of them is in a wheelchair, unquote.
What? If you've got a couple of cats out here mowing the lawn, one of which doing so in a wheelchair, and you're going to call the authorities? I mean, Dave, we've been over this whole not wanting to mow the lawn thing before. I see no problem there. Let them mow it. I mean, that's less work for you, right? I just, that one's a bit lost on me. I'm not going to lie. I don't know.
The free exchange of labor here. I mean, if they mow your lawn and then they come up and try to extort you, that's one thing. But kids are out there mowing the lawn. We don't have any context. We don't know any background. We don't know if they were asked to do it by somebody, in a position of authority, or if they were just good citizens. Are they doing an Eagle Scout or Cub Scout project? We don't know. We just don't have all the information. But apparently, the president of the condo board bringing the hammer down and asking the cops to swing it. So.
Man, unbelievable. I mean, the entrepreneurial fortitude of these children, and all of a sudden they're asking to be arrested because of it. That one's a flustering one, Dave, not going to lie. One of the more frustrating Scanner stories that you've had in recent memory, no doubt. So an entertaining one, though, as always, my friend. And again, for the latest from Dave and his colleagues at the Chronicle, pick up a copy of the Chronicle Telegram today or find that digital e-edition online at ChronicleT.com. Dave, thank you for the time. I appreciate it as always. Have a great rest of the week, and we will catch up some more next time around.
Great, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.